Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we recap the recent staging of the 2016 In Sports All-Age and Junior High Schools Athletics Championships. I'm Vaughn Davis. Please stay tuned. Despite all the expectations of a keenly contested struggle between the Windward Road and John Mills Primary and Junior High Schools going into this year's three-day competition, what actually took place was a lopsided affair. Windward Road Primary ran away with the championship, claiming their third consecutive hold on the title. En route to victory, the team amassed an over 100-point lead early on the final day, and the champions never looked back. At the end of the competition, Windward Road had 562 points, John Mills was second with 457.5 points, New Day Primary and Junior High was third with 190, while Melrose Primary and Junior High was fourth with 183, and Louise Bennett-Covoli with 99 points rounded out the top five. As the saying goes, to the victor goes the spoils, and Windward Road didn't waste any time letting everyone at the Stadium East track know who were this year's champions.
Congratulations to everybody.
Coach of Windward Road Primary, Oral Wilby, shares how much the victory means to the team.
It's an overwhelming victory. We are extremely happy, very elated. It was hard work putting this team together to amass these trophies that you see we're here collecting. It wasn't an easy feat, but we pulled it off. We know it were John Mills were coming because we saw them preparing. They were trying to plug the gaps that they had last year, but we had just too much for them. It's a very good effort on the part of my team.
Of the three victories Windward Road Primary has had, Mr. Wilby says this last one holds the most significance for him personally.
This one is rather sweet because we lost a number of our top athletes to the high schools last year. And there was a point in time when I thought that it wasn't going to be possible. And to see that we overall the score that we had last year, it's an unbelievable feat.
A key part of Windward Road's success is the fact that the school emerged victorious in both the boys and girls sections of the competition. The contest between the favorites was closer in the boys section, with Windward Road amassing 298.5 to John Mills' 267.5, a difference of 31 points. In the girls section, however, Windward Road maintained their dominance, amassing 264 points to John Mills' 190.
And I lift my hat to all the athletes for this tremendous performance. It's an unbelievable victory.
This year's competition unearthed several outstanding young performers, including 12-year-old Shakeem Robinson of Central Branch Primary and Junior High, who amassed 21 points, the most by any athlete on the male side at the championships. Kevin Wilson of John Mills, along with teammates Nimoy Crockett and Jaheim Gilmore, were among the outstanding performers, with Wilson winning the Class 1 boys 100 meters in 12.03 seconds. Class 1 athlete Janelia Brown of Windward Road was one of the top performers overall on the girls' side. She shares her experience at this year's championships, having won both the 200 and 400 meter events in her class.
I thought that my performance was exceptionally well. My preparation was very hard because I have been training from into August. The 200 meter was an easy 1-2-3, and the 400 meter was very easy.
Janelia shared the spotlight with the Green Park Primary and Junior High duo of Liana Lewis and Shantanique McCullough, both of whom earned 18 points each in helping the Clarendon School to 13th in the points table. We look forward to next year's competition and encourage all the youngsters who will participate to work hard and do their best so they can shine brightly when the time comes. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis, studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.